Quite another issue now. Established science does not recognize any cure for the condition of being gay. In fact, even the notion of such a thing produces passionate arguments over oppression of gays and the casting of their legitimate experiences into a syndrome or a medical dysfunction. But within certain communities, so-called gay conversion therapy operates on people who believe they are gay, but who also believe that their feelings violate some moral standard within their community, something they want changed. Is the conduct of gay conversion programs an example of free speech exercising moral principles independent of science? Or are they abusive and humiliating assaults on the mental state of people in a fully natural condition? The state of California has instituted a ban on so-called conversion therapy as of last September. And conversion therapy is facing a legal test this week in court in New Jersey. The case is fraud, not the broader question of abuse and humiliation. But it will come up in court. One of the plaintiffs is Sheldon Brook. Raised in an Orthodox Jewish community, Sheldon sought help from an organization called Jonah, which claimed to help young members of the Jewish community, quote, journey out of homosexuality. A man named Arthur Goldberg, named in the lawsuit, is co-director of Jonah. Brook's attorney, Christine Sun, also joins us. Sheldon Brook and Christine Sun, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you.
Sheldon, describe the circumstances under which you entered into this arrangement with this conversion therapy organization called Jonah.
I actually grew up in the Orthodox Jewish community in Chicago. And growing up there, I didn't think that it was possible to be gay. I believed that it was like, you know, something that was, you know, abnormal or not possible. So when I realized that I was gay, I thought that I had to find, you know, some sort of, you know, fix. I thought that was, you know, a possibility. So I did some searching online, and that's when I came across Jonah's website, and they have on their website, it seems like, supposed like solution or answer to my problem. That's when I contacted Arthur Goldberg.
Did your parents clearly have a problem with you expressing gay tendencies as a young person?
No. Like when I came out to them, I was 17. And the way I came out to them was I wrote my mother an email. She actually kept it from my father for a month because I was more scared to tell him. But I wrote her a whole email like, you know, this is the case, but don't worry because I found this organization that's going to change me. So like the whole email was, yes, you know, I have these thoughts and everything. Don't worry because I found the answer. So there's no need to worry, you know.
And I mean, my understanding of the scientific background of these sorts of things, it's not much of a surprise that this conversion didn't work. But at what point do you think this becomes fraud and a form of abuse?
You know, shortly into my sessions, I have to do things like I had to put a rubber band on my wrist. And if I ever saw a guy I was attracted to, I would, you know, have to snap it. And when I would question my therapist, you know, I asked him a few sessions into it, what the, you know, statistics are, like what the chances are of actually changing. And, you know, it wasn't until a few sessions into it, mind you, Arthur Goldberg made it seem like, you know, oh yeah, it's 100%. Like when I first spoke to him, he then told me that it was a 33% chance I was going to change. And not necessarily that you're going to change, but you can learn an attraction towards girls.
How much did you pay these folks?
It's $100 per session.
Christine Sun, what do you think the legal issue is here? And is this a matter of medical malpractice or is this a matter of fraud in your view? The lawsuit seems to emphasize fraud.
Right. The legal issue in this case is fraud. Jonah offers a service out to the general public. And so we've sued Jonah under New Jersey's Consumer Fraud Act, which is one of the strongest laws in the country protecting consumers from fraudulent business practice. It's not a medical malpractice claim because Jonah doesn't offer licensed therapists. They offer quote-unquote life coaches, which are completely unregulated by any state licensing board.
But if they're offering life coaches, then what's the fraud? It seems like that's pretty clear up front.
Well, the fraud is that these life coaches are promising that gay people can change their sexual orientation to straight through these absurd, humiliating, potentially damaging treatments. Jonah claimed that its services were scientifically based on the work of prominent conversion therapists such as Joseph Nicolosi and Richard Cohen. But if you look at these treatments, which include, you know, beating a pillow with a tennis racket to express anger at your mother, you can see that the treatments themselves are just, they're not going to lead to anything besides feeling ashamed that they aren't working. And it's a form of fraud to claim otherwise.
We're talking with Christine Sun, who's an attorney for Sheldon Brooks. She works on LGBT rights advocacy as well as other constitutional rights issues for the Southern Poverty Law Center, where she's deputy legal director. Let me read you a statement from the Jonah organization. This lawsuit is without merit. It's designed to create a chilling effect upon speech and programs that assist people in overcoming unwanted same-sex attractions. Jonah will vigorously defend itself and gender-affirming processes from the baseless attack contained in the lawsuit. I mean, it is the case that simply focusing on fraud does not focus on the issue of these conversion therapies themselves. You actually would endorse them under appropriate disclosures of their likelihood of succeeding?
No, that's not true. This case is getting at the heart of conversion therapy, whether there's any scientific basis for its theories. We've brought the case to show through the legal process that it's nothing more than junk science.
Sheldon Brook, were you humiliated and damaged by this process, as your attorney suggests others might have been?
Yes. You know, shortly into my session, like that time where I questioned him, you know, the success rate, then he started screaming at me that it's the 33% of the people who did change, it's because they put in the work. And if I'm not putting in the work, then it's my own fault. After a few sessions into it, you know, I fell into depression. I had suicidal thoughts. They made me feel like if this doesn't work, like if I'm, they made it seem like it was all based on me. If I'm not putting in the work, then I'm not going to change. And if I don't change, then I'm worthless.
That's Sheldon Brook, who's a plaintiff in the case against the so-called gay conversion therapy organization, Jonah, which has its first day in court in New Jersey this week. We also spoke with Christine Sun, the deputy legal director at the Southern Poverty Law Center. We reached out to Jonah, Jews Offering New Alternatives for Healing, and invited them onto the program for an interview. We didn't hear back in time for this broadcast. They did send us a press release. I quoted part of it, but you can find it in its entirety at our website, thetakeaway.com.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.